Aniara presents 10 Good Deeds by Lisa Westerlund.
To all the wild roses out there, to those who go their own way, to those who refuse to be tamed. Prologue. Valentine's Day. Mona put the bundle of paper back on the table, leaned back in her chair with a satisfied sigh, and marvelled at life's little quirks. She, who had never been particularly spiritual or religious, had in recent weeks opened herself up to the possibility that there might be something bigger out there. More than once she had thought that the universe might have singled them out for special favour this year. That amidst the New Year fireworks and bubbling champagne, the stars had suddenly aligned to give three needy souls a miracle of their own. She flipped through the first and last pages of the pile, shaking her head with a wry smile at the contrast. Perhaps it was a good thing that Fabian had written everything down. It was a story so improbable that she herself may not have believed it otherwise. But it was all true. Every single word. The manuscript only contained his point of view so far, and he had asked her and Miller to read it. He had humbly asked them to tell the story from their perspectives too, to show how the experiences had affected them all. If they liked what he had written, that is. After reading, Mona couldn't help but agree. This book belonged to them. It was hers, Fabian's, and Miller's. A story about three troubled people who could not change their lives on their own, but who together achieved things that they had hardly dared to dream of. She picked up a chocolate from the bowl on the table and nodded in satisfaction. It was not a difficult decision. Of course she was going to tell Fabian her story. She even hoped that one day it would become a book. Maybe someone like her, lost in their own maze and looking for a way out, would read this story and discover their own little miracle. Two loud knocks on the door made her jump. "Are you ready? We're about to start and we need you down here." "Yes, of course, I'm sorry, I lost track of time. I'll be down in 5 minutes." She called out to the door and got a perfect in return. Mona met her own reflection in the mirror. Her hair was freshly cut to the shoulders, with newly added brown highlights, though she'd kept the grey strands as well. She saw no reason to hide her age, especially on a day like this. A floral headband was tied around her head, and she had chosen her best eyeshadow. Today she wanted to be all colour, to burn from the inside out. Mona nodded contentedly at her reflection, then headed downstairs with a smile so wide it made her eyes crinkle. This was a day of love, of new friendships, of family. And it was all thanks to 10 good deeds and one unforgettable New Year's Eve. Part 1. Mona, Miller and Fabian. Tuesday, December 31st. Mona's New Year's Eve, the Wild Rose. Mona put the key in the lock and turned it. She put her hand on the handle, slowly opened the door a fraction, leaned forward and breathed in the scent that escaped out of the room. Hyacinths, roses and geraniums greeted her, and her body filled with joy. She opened the door wide, switched on the light, took off her shoes on the mat and entered the room. The Wild Rose. Her very own flower shop. But wait. She took in the scents again. That was it, wasn't it? The Madagascar jasmine that had been on the verge of blooming for days had finally opened up during the night and was now joining the rest of the symphony of scents. "Welcome," she whispered into the room and smiled. "Do you do this every morning?" The man's voice from the pavement outside made her jump, but she didn't turn around. She just sighed in resignation as she heard the slap of the small puddle of slush he dragged into the room. "Yes, it's my morning ritual. The flowers are my colleagues. It's only polite to greet each other in the morning." She turned and smiled at him. "What about you, Fabian? You thought it appropriate to drag half the neighbourhood's snow?"